Illegal alien gets 30 years for suffocating woman to death by stuffing her in suitcase. By John Binder on September 24, 2021. An illegal alien living in the sanctuary state of New York was sentenced to 30 years in prison this week after pleading guilty to kidnapping his ex-girlfriend before tying her up, stuffing her body in a suitcase, and leaving her to suffocate. Javier Enrique da Silva Rojas, a 25-year-old illegal alien living in Queens, New York City, was sentenced to 360 months in prison for kidnapping 24-year-old Valerie Reyes in New Rochelle, New York in February 2019. Rojas pleaded guilty to kidnapping Reyes last year. U.S. Attorney Audrey Strauss stated, Javier da Silva committed a horrific kidnapping that resulted in the death of a young woman. U.S. Attorney Audrey Strauss said in a statement. Valerie Reyes, the victim of this crime, was in the prime of her life when it was senselessly ended by da Silva's abhorrent act, Strauss continued. Those who commit violence, especially those who kill, will not escape justice. According to the indictment, Rojas and Reyes had previously been in a relationship that ended in April 2018. Less than a year later, on January 29, 2019, prosecutors say Rojas drove from Flushing, New York City to New Rochelle to Reyes's residence in the middle of the night. Before entering Reyes's residence, prosecutors say Rojas turned his phone to airplane mode and after entering, he and Reyes got into a violent altercation. Reyes suffered head trauma, bruising around her face, and a large hematoma to her forehead. Then, prosecutors say Rojas kidnapped Reyes, placing packaging tape over her mouth, binding her feet and hands with the tape, and putting her in a suitcase. Rojas, the indictment states, left the suitcase on the side of a ride in Greenwich, Connecticut. Before police found her body, Rojas used Reyes's debit card and withdrew about $5,350 in cash from her bank account. In addition, Rojas sold Reyes's iPad for cash. Reyes was reported missing on January 30, 2019 and her body was found on February 5, 2019. Her official cause of death was homicidal asphyxiation, according to the Greenwich Medical Examiner. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.